You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Conference finals are in full swing, and the action increases from game to game. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings will be offering free-to-play pools every day of the basketball and hockey playoffs, offering players a free shot at $10,000 in total prizes. That's up to $10,000 in total prizes up for grabs each day. The best part is, it's free-to-play. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to Pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to get a free shot at $10,000 in total prizes every day in the NBA and NHL playoffs. Head to DraftKings Pool to Play page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, Tuesday, June 22nd. Ian Cameron and Alex B. Smith back with us. Happy to have Alex back on the show. Alex, how have you been doing these last few days? Just give us an update. How are things? Good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better now. Like I said, I was going through some issues with my neck and my shoulder, so I was getting treatment for that. But everything is moving smoothly now, so hoping to ride out the rest of this postseason going into, the Stanley Cup final, which should be starting about a week from now, and the rest of these conference, those Cup semifinals, I should say. It's been some interesting games, especially last night was certainly an interesting game, a great one for Tampa Bay fans, not so much for the Isles fans, but, here we are now. It's do or die time for these teams looking to move to the Cup final.
Yeah, definitely. We're getting to that important time, penultimate time in both of these series. We will discuss, of course, Montreal-Vegas, preview game 5. A pivotal game in this series tied 2-2, T-Mobile Arena tonight for game 5. A reminder, our next BetCast is Thursday night this week, June 24th, Thursday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for game 6 between the Vegas Golden Knights and Montreal Canadiens. Someone will be facing elimination Thursday night, and someone will have a chance to advance to the Stanley Cup final. So that's going to be an exciting game and an exciting time to have a BetCast. So Thursday night, game 6. Vegas, Montreal. We will be on the air during that show. And again, DM me, Alex, the Ice Guys Twitter, any one of those places if you want to reserve your spot on the BetCast to join us during the live stream. And definitely we will make it possible. We'll recap last night, and what it was just a dominant performance from start to finish for the Tampa Bay Lightning. I didn't know if 8-0 was a game that would be in the cards for the Lightning last night. I did think they would play better. And look, I can't be totally shocked they won. It can be a little bit surprised that they won by the margin that they did, and it was such a commanding victory. But what is this now for Tampa Bay? I believe now it's a 13-0 record for them off a loss in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the last two seasons. I mean, this team's ability to just find a way to get it done when they don't the previous game, it's really remarkable that they've now gone 13 straight games winning off a loss in the playoffs, going back to last year's run to the Stanley Cup. And they did it again last night, had a tough loss at Nassau Coliseum in game four. And what did they do? They bounced back strong with an 8-0 win. What I noticed, Alex, is they pushed the tempo early in that game. I mean, they were rolling. They were coming in waves with their forecheck. All four lines, it seemed like, were making things happen in the offensive zone, keeping the Islanders hemmed in throughout the game, especially early. And they capitalized on those early chances. I mean, a fortuitous bounce, to be sure, for Steven Stamkos on the goal he scored for the very first goal of the game. But look, sometimes you create your own luck. Sometimes you create your own breaks. And I thought the Tampa Bay Lightning did a great job of doing that. They garnered that puck luck and those breaks with the puck because of their work ethic. And they controlled the play. They were in the offensive zone right from the opening puck drop. And that's what got them on the board quickly. They got that early lead. Varlamov ends up getting pulled at that point. Give him a rest. I think try to shake up the momentum more than anything. Hard to blame him for many of the goals. They put Sorokin in, but didn't give Barry Trotz's team that spark and that lift that he thought it would. Things pretty much snowballed from there against the New York Islanders. Things got chippy as well. Islanders got frustrated for sure. Saw Matthew Barzal basically elevating and hitting Jan Ruda, the defenseman for the Tampa Bay Lightning, in the face. And that's going to be the one thing that's concerning moving forward. They didn't have Eric Chernak last night, and they won in spite of it. But they also now could be without Ruda in the next game in a potential series clinching game on the road at Nassau Coliseum for game six tomorrow night. So definitely some injury concerns that you want to be aware of. Could it be a shorthanded blue line potentially tomorrow night for Tampa Bay? Something to monitor for sure. I think the biggest, I think, not sigh of relief, because you figured he's going to get it going at some point, but I think the biggest positive you like from Tampa Bay's point of view last night, Alex, was that Steven Stamkos got off the schneid, made a huge impact, got the first goal, got the goal later in the game as well. His offense had been kind of dormant in this series, so to see Steven Stamkos light the lamp was a very positive sign for the Lightning. And look, they outplayed the Islanders. They had the puck most of the night. Islanders didn't even crack 20 shots on goal for that game. It was just a thoroughly dominant game. And as I said on Twitter last night, I posted it while I was watching it, when the Tampa Bay Lightning bring their A game, it is something to behold, because it is just wow. When they play their best, their absolute best, and I thought that was their absolute best game last night, you just can get steamrolled by them, and it's not even a contest. And that's a damn good Islanders team. That they, a feisty team, a scrappy team, a very, very mentally tough team. And the Lightning still rolled over them last night with ease in that 8-0 victory. Very, very impressive. Now, we'll get into this more about when we break down game six tomorrow on the show. But, you know, your first thought is the Islanders are good enough to park that loss and bounce back and maybe win and force a game seven. But it's also at the back of your mind, you think Tampa Bay was just so dominant last night, and we've seen them do a good job of ending these series, you know, throughout these playoffs so far, that maybe Tampa Bay has just seized control last night with that win to the point where they could go on the road tomorrow and end it, you know, at Nassau Coliseum. So it's a fascinating back and forth you could have with how game six will go. But we'll get to that tomorrow. Alex, your thoughts last night on obviously a dominant win for Tampa Bay.
Yeah. And, you know, it reminded me a lot of what we saw in game four of Tampa Bay, Carolina. You know, we saw Tampa Bay go back to their bread and butter, which is speed and offense. Yes, they can play many styles and match up with any team in this league. But when they play their style and start, like I said, start off early, Stamkos gets the goal 45 seconds into the game, and they just start controlling the pace of play, getting off quality shots that they want, you know, getting pucks on net and finding ways to bury rebounds, they're unstoppable. And sure enough, when they went on and had that 6-4 win against Carolina, they wrapped up that series the next game with a 2-0 shutout to clinch that series. I think we might see them pick up the series here. They have that. I always talk about it during the playoffs, that killer instinct, the killer mentality. When you have a team on the ropes, you take that lead in a series. And obviously they've proven it. The times we've seen them go, not only win last year, but make it to a cup final, you know, years ago, win different series. And like you said, Vasilevskiy, I think it might be 12-0. Now that he's his record off of a loss in the playoffs over the last two seasons, that's like a 1.92 goals against average, absolutely stellar. And then, of course, you got to look at Braden Point, who now has a goal in 8 straight games in the playoffs. Look at his numbers over the last 2 postseasons have been remarkable. And I'll talk more about it tomorrow, but I already made my bet. I like Braden Point to win the Conn Smythe. I got it plus 350. And I mentioned it about 2 weeks ago. I said, if you want to look at these, you know, future plays, some guys that might want to pick up, like a Carey Price from Montreal, Braden Point was my pick for Tampa Bay. So I'm going to fired on that today, and definitely going to make sure to, you know, grab that good price before it expires, because right now Tampa Bay is the odds on favorite to win the cup. You'd have to be laying a price, possibly $1.10, $1.20. So you might want to, you know, go on and jump on that as a better price if you think Tampa Bay is going to make this run, win this series, and then eventually win the cup once again.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are always those Conn Smythe bets. It's all about timing. It's when you think the team is going to advance and maybe have a great chance to win the cup, but you also want to see if that player that you want back to win the Conn Smythe, they keep delivering and performing at a high level. And you got to time synchronize the timing of both of those in order of when to bet those kind of props. And yeah, this is a good time because Point's just feeling it right now. The price is probably only going to get worse, especially if Tampa wins this series. So definitely that's a good timing, I think, Alex, in terms of locking that one in right now. And look, what can we say about Braden Point? What, 8 straight games in the playoffs with a goal? What's he now got? 13 goals in 16 playoff games. Do you know how good is that? 13 goals in 16 playoff games this year for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And now only Reggie Leach of the Flyers from the 70s is the only guy he's got left to catch for that, you know, most consecutive playoff games scoring a goal. He's got the record with 10, Reggie Leach from the 70s with the Flyers. And another great stat that I saw last night during the broadcast. This is talk about being in great company. Braden Point is joined only Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux as guys that have scored at least 12 goals in back-to-back playoff seasons. How about that? That's pretty damn good company when you're only on that list with 2 other people, and they're Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux. Wow. That is the company Braden Point is holding. The only 3 players in NHL history to score 12 goals or more in back-to-back years in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So unbelievable, this guy. And from where he was drafted, just even more unbelievable when you think of it in those terms. Jimmy Murphy, great to have him back as well. We got the whole crew back on the show today. Great to have Jimmy back as well. Jimmy, what did you think of last night? Tampa Bay obviously rolling to an easy victory.
I'll tell you what I thought of it. I went to bed after the first period. I had enough. You could just tell. I went to bed. I let the DVR tape, and I'm like, look, I'll get up. I'll read about it. If there's something more I want to watch, I got it recorded. So, yeah, you could just tell. It just from the get-go, it wasn't the Islanders' night. I didn't think it would end up as bad as it did. But it was just one of those rare nights for this New York Islanders team where you see them that off. And I'm not trying to take away anything that Tampa Bay did. They were superb and they were dominant and they deserve all the credit. But at the same time, there was an Islanders team on the other end that looked to me like they just hit a wall finally. They've been a team that's rode a lot of momentum. They're always tend to be the underdogs and they're, you know, they upset the Bruins, what have you. So I just think that this team right now needs to regroup. And more so mentally than physically. These guys are trained for this. They'll be all right physically. Everyone's beat up at this point of year. It's more the mental fatigue, I think, that just hit the New York Islanders. And so I'm very interested to see how they respond in game 6. And like you guys said, Steven Stamkos, it was great to see him get going again. I mean, he still has it, guys. We forget that he was out so long, you almost forgot he was on the team. But he's there, man, and he's another weapon for them. So they look scary good right now, but I'm not going to count those Islanders out, especially at the Coliseum.
They don't. It's not a slam dunk that I'm just running to back the Islanders again at home, even though they're facing eliminated. I got to do some thinking about this one because I know Tampa Bay is very capable of ending it tomorrow night on the road if they bring anything close to what they did. Now, you know the Islanders will be a lot better too, of course, at home, that crowd, backs against the wall, facing elimination. But this series goes along, the Islanders, I thought, brought their A game game 4, And there they are hanging on for dear life. And they need a Ryan Pulock save at the goal line with time expiring to preserve the victory that night. Then we saw Tampa Bay bring their A game last night, and it was an 8-0 walloping. So that's the thing. I mean, the Islanders' A game in this series is good enough to squeak by and pull out wins. Tampa Bay's A game is good enough to thrash this team. That's the big difference right now that we're seeing. So it's a fascinating game. We'll get into that one more tomorrow night. So, but yeah, good to have Jimmy and Alex back. We got the whole crew back, although our guest Grant Arnold the last 2 days did a good job. Great analysis from him. Braden Point scoring a goal. I don't do many best bet props, but that one worked out. And you can bet I'll be looking at that again tomorrow night. How can you not? You just ride it. And you're still getting plus 150 to plus 160 at pretty much every book right now to bet Braden Point to score a goal. Jeez. In spite of this 8 straight playoff games with a goal. So, you know, usually, like I said yesterday on the show, I'll say it again. When you bet something 8 straight times and it's won each time, usually you're going to get a price adjustment. You know, you're not going to get that same price. You're not getting that here with Braden Point to score a goal. That's been the magnificent part of this great run he's had. So looking to probably be on that gravy train once again tomorrow night. Speaking of gravy train, it was a gravy train decision for Peter DeBoer the other night, putting Robin Leonard in net. Paid off. Vegas wins the game. Now they'll look to keep that momentum with them back to T-Mobile Arena. It's game 5, Montreal Vegas tonight at T-Mobile Arena. We've got Vegas here, as you'd expect, minus 260, huge home favorites here in this game. The total 5 pretty much across the board in this one. Peter DeBoer making the tough decision. Robin Leonard, it works. We always said I wouldn't have done it. I still don't agree with what he did, but hey, it worked. They got the win. And Robin Leonard played well in that game. And Robin Leonard even hinted to it after the game that the media and everyone on Twitter doubting the move and, you know, just absolutely excoriating the move were basically saying they don't trust Leonard. Leonard, of course, was lit up and that whole team was bombed in his one playoff start that he had in game 1 against Colorado. So that added fuel to the fire. But give him credit. He played well. The move paid off. And Vegas gets the big victory. In a weird series where actually I thought Vegas was the better team in game 3, lost in overtime. I thought Montreal was the better team in game 4, and they lost in overtime. So it's been kind of weird, that dynamic here in this series. This game, look, I worry that Montreal kind of let an opportunity to really put a firm grasp on this series slip away from them. And now they're 2-2, and Vegas has home ice advantage back. We'll have to wait and see. I got to give DeBoer credit. I thought for sure, look, Leonard, you know, after the last win, he was good. The decision worked out that maybe he'd go back to Robin Leonard. He did not do that. He is going back to Marc-Andre Fleury. So this definitely looks like, hey, you know, let's give him some rest. You know, put Leonard in there, see if we can spark the momentum a little. It worked. But hey, just because he played well the other night, Fleury's our guy. Fleury's been terrific this season. He's a Vezina Trophy finalist. He deserves the opportunity to get back in there tonight for a game 5. So I like it. I like that Fleury's in that. And I think he'll play great tonight. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. I think he'll play very well tonight in this one. That being said, I still think the value in this series game to game is with Montreal. That could have been their best game of this whole series.
Yeah.
Game 4, even though they lost Montreal. I thought they played a hell of a hockey game and probably deserved to win that game. I think this is one of those games where it's, again, it's tight, it's close. I don't think Vegas finds it easy to gain separation against Montreal, especially with a power play that's still lousy, still in the tank. This power play is dreadful right now for Vegas, a team that's also not getting hardly any offense from their forwards. I mean, one of the two goals the other night was from Braden McNabb, a defenseman, and the other was from Nicholas Waugh, who, of course, plays on the third line. And credit to DeBoer. Like, he's not my favorite coach. I damn sure know he's not Jimmy Murphy's favorite coach. But the one thing he did on the weekend in game 4 was he put Tuck back. He's been going with Alex Tuck here, there, and everywhere, playing him on the top line to fill in for that top line center spot with Chandler Stephenson out. It hasn't worked with him, Pacioretty, and Stone. He put him back on the third line in overtime, a line that he's comfortable in, he's used to, with Waugh on that third line. Janmark on that third line for Vegas. And that's the line that got the overtime game-winning goal in game 4 with Waugh's goal. So credit to DeBoer. That was good coaching there on his part. So I'm sure you'll see that line back together. Stephenson is a game-time decision tonight, by the way, for the Vegas Golden Knights. They're going to see how he feels prior to the beginning of the game during the pregame skate. If he's in, it is a huge boost. And I usually don't want to overvalue or undervalue one injury or one potential return to the lineup, but this is enormous for Vegas if he plays tonight, because he has clearly had chemistry all year with Pacioretty and Stone. Pacioretty and Stone seem lost, to be honest with you, a little bit offensively without Stevenson. What have they done in this series, really? Offensively, not a whole lot. They've had a few chances here and there, but they just have not been able to convert anything. They've not been able to find the back of the net. And part of me, guys, believes they need Stevenson back out there to get that chemistry back and get that line going again. He's kind of like the straw that stirs the drink a little bit to go with Pacioretty and Stone. So if he plays, that's significant without a doubt. But the one thing I've learned about Montreal, a resilient group, you know, they don't bat an eye. When they lost game one, and it was probably one of their worst performances in a while in these playoffs, what did they do in game two? They answered the right way. They jumped on Vegas, 2-0 lead in the first period of game two, and they ended up winning that game and tying the series. I think Montreal pushes back strong tonight. I like Montreal plus 1.5 goals. That's the favorite look for me on this game tonight. I think if Vegas wins, it's a tight game, one goal game either way. I like the puck line here, Montreal plus 1.5. I would consider a little sprinkle on the money line, but I just want to play it a little safer, especially when you hear Vegas now back home with that crowd, the momentum of the win the other night. Stevenson might be back, which would be enormous. And Fleury, I could see him playing well now, getting that first chance to play since that infamous gaffe and misplay with the puck that he had at the end of game three. I could see him playing well. So I like Montreal, but I like plus 1.5. That's definitely that's the safe route. And it's minus 120. Like, it's a very reasonable price, Montreal puck line, minus 120, which you don't often get for a plus 1.5 goals puck line bet. But because they're such a big favorite, Vegas, that you're able to get that price with Montreal. So I like that a little bit. The total's tough because, you know, game five, 2-2 series. What did we see last night? The floodgates opened. Well, at least they did for Tampa Bay. And this seems like it should be another under. It seems like it should go under the total again. I don't know. I just got that gut feel. This could open up a little bit more, at least, with the stakes on the line, series tied 2-2. You know, Fleury, again, he's back in net. But again, now with the extra days off, does it impede his momentum? I think Vegas maybe finally winning against Carey Price. And if Stevenson comes back, that's really going to help them offensively. I think if Stevenson's in, I'll be looking over the five in this game. I'll be looking over the total in this one, because I really think Stevenson, if he plays tonight, is going to make a huge difference, because he is that one guy that can get Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone, his two line mates, off the schneid moving forward. Because look, DeBoer's played three or four different players on that line without Stevenson, and nothing's been able to get them going. So I think Stevenson being back, if he does play, that's going to help Vegas offensively, Pacioretty and Stone in particular, and probably will be giving this game a greater chance to go over the total in the process. So I'll probably play the over if Stevenson's in tonight. We won't know that till close to puck drop, but I like Montreal plus 1.5 goals in terms of the side in this one. I think it's a close game either way. I just don't see any evidence Vegas can beat this team easily or by margin. So I'm going to stick with that. And I still say the value in this series is still with Montreal, as it's been, just as it was in the series price, just as it was when I bet that ridiculous price, minus 110 on over 5.5 games in this series. I couldn't believe that. Over even money to bet just this series to go six games. Talking about and pricing Montreal like they're chopped liver, like they're garbage, like they're a dumpster fire, like they're a absolute bottom feeder. You know, hard to believe that still looking back on it. But Montreal plus 1.5, and I lean over, especially if Chandler Stevenson plays. Alex, what's your thoughts here? Game five with the Canadiens and Golden Knights.
Yeah, I'm not touching a side here. I haven't since game one, to be honest. And like I said, these have been such close games. The thing I'm looking at here would be the regulation draw. You can get it as high as plus 350. And that's thanks in part, like I said, that huge chalk price that's on Vegas. We've seen back-to-back games going to OT. And like I said, this could be one of those spots where if it does go overtime, it's going to be either 2-2 or 3-3, which means I'm a little split on that total as well. He said Chandler Stevenson would be a huge boost for the Golden Knights. He said all the offenses come from the blue line. 7 of the 10 goals scored by Vegas so far in this series have been from blue liners. So, you know, you got to make sure that those shots on the outside, You know, you got to kind of defend those a little bit tougher. And like I said, that's a lot to do with traffic. And at least the offensive guys, they're getting in positions to where the defenseman can score. That's the one plus that you can get from this Vegas offense so far. But like I said, the power play has still been abysmal, where Montreal's got this great penalty kill that they continue to ride with. So I definitely see this being a close game, and it'll be tied again after 60 minutes tonight. So I'm going to go with the regulation draw plus 350.
There you go, regulation draw, a plus 350. There's another bet I will consider if Stevenson plays, and that's Vegas's team total. 3.5 is plus 140 in some spots, actually, and that's a really good – and they did score, you know, 4 goals in the first game of this series against Montreal. And, look, Stevenson matters that much. Pacioretty and Stone look like they're out of sync, out of sorts at the offensive end of the ice ever since he's been out in this series. And you can't deny the results of that line – for Vegas when he was on it as that top line center with those two guys. They've just had that great magic, that chemistry. They had things rolling. They had the forecheck going consistently each time they were out on the ice for a shift. And I think it will make that much of a difference for those two guys, Pacioretty and Stone, to get Stevenson back if he does play tonight. So I'll probably be interested in that Vegas team total if that is indeed the case and he draws back into the lineup for them tonight. Jimmy, what do you think here? Game 5, Montreal-Vegas.
Well, you know, just first off about the Stevenson talk, I completely agree with you guys. He is that important. And I actually am going to wait as long as I can to touch this side. But I'll tell you right now, without Stevenson, I'm going with the Habs to pull off the upset here. And I just can't understand the value you're still getting on a team when the series is tied at 2. I mean, it's not like these games have been blowouts and the wins.
They're back-to-back OT games.
Yeah. I mean, there's no respect, but the Habs love it that way. They seem to do better when they're not getting any respect. So I like their chance. They're the type of team that could go into a game 5, kind of like that weird game 5 I covered there with the Islanders and the Bruins and the road team just kind of hung around, withstood the initial, you know, rush from the crowd and the momentum that the home team had, and then they buried them. And, I could see the Habs doing that today. Stick around for the first period. If they can get out of the first period down 1-0, I like them a lot. So this is going to be something I'm going to wait right up until, and then I'm going to do a lot of live betting as well.
All right, there we go. Live betting for Jimmy for the most part, but likes Montreal pregame here at this plus, again, 240 prices, which you can get in many spots here with the Montreal Canadiens.
If you got money to spare, why not?
I know this is being priced. You know, I'm thinking back to early in the season, even in January. Like, I swear I saw some Vegas home games where they were laying this price against, like, Anaheim or something, or – like, seriously, that's where we're pricing the Montreal Canadiens right now in this series, a series that's 2-2 in games, a series with 2 of the 4 games have gone to overtime, you know, so they've been tight. They've been competitive. They're still pricing like Montreal, like they're not being able to be competitive with this team.
I think it's a trickle down from last night too, because you look at the same situation, 2-2 series, going to, you know, back home for, you know, the fifth game, and all of a sudden we saw Tampa Bay with that onslaught of offense. So I think that there's some bettors that might be thinking, oh, that, you know, Vegas can pull off the same thing, have an explosion of offense out of nowhere. I don't think that's the case. Obviously, we're talking about two completely different teams, but yeah, I think that might be the reason for that higher price.
Look, I don't argue with people saying, I like Vegas tonight. I think they win the game, or I want to bet Vegas. Yeah, yeah, I would want to bet Vegas too in this series, but I haven't bet Vegas in this series. You know why? Because the value is not right. The price point is not right. Yeah. The average price point in this series is not right from where I think these two teams should be. Montreal should be priced more competitively than they are. They should have been priced more competitively in the series price. There's no way this series should have been 5.5 games to the over at even money. That's an absolute slap in the face to Montreal in terms of being able to compete in this series. You know, you can go on and on and on every game, you know, where it's been Vegas, this astronomical price tag, even in Montreal, you know, yeah. Vegas is minus 170, minus 180. I mean, my gosh, laying a huge price, and they were overtime games, both of them in Montreal, and one team's minus 180.
And you even know, after goalie switch.
Yeah. So it's hard to believe. I mean, It's all about value, and this is the perfect. You want to hammer home the old saying in sports betting: you bet prices and you bet numbers, not teams. This is that series. That's what I'm betting: prices. I'm betting numbers, and right now numbers are off in my opinion in terms of Montreal against this Vegas Golden Knights team. So That's why it's been a no bet for me for Vegas at any point in this year. I did bet them first period the other night, game four, but it was minus a half plus price. Right. That's the only value there is with Vegas, you know, in this series is maybe you look at that puck line in the first period and you get a good plus price. You know, that's pretty much it right now, because you're not getting any value with regulation lines in a tight series. You're not getting puck line, forget it. And of course the money line is astronomical. You know, like I said, I can remember for a fact early in the season, Vegas was minus 260 at home against teams like Anaheim or Arizona, or, you know, these mediocre to just below average, slightly below average Western Conference teams. Obviously, they'd be minus 300 or so against the absolute worst. But that's where we're at with Montreal here tonight. They're just being priced a little bit better than Vegas at home against some of the absolute worst teams in the league. That's insane to me. That's just absolutely unbelievable to me. We're in this position here with the pricing game to game of this series. But, hey, it is what it is. And what it is maybe opportunity to take advantage of it. Great stuff, Alex and Jimmy. Great to have you back. We will get to best bets in just a second. Before we do that, a reminder about the BetCast. Thursday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Montreal-Vegas Game 6. This is a great game to have on the BetCast Thursday night. Someone will be facing elimination, either the Canadians or the Golden Knights, and we will be on the BetCast Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, watching the game, lots of live bets, lots of booze, the normal. If you've been joining us for the past BetCasts, you know the deal. Join us Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And also, make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for an account, use the promo code THPN. NHL and NBA playoffs in the conference finals. We've got MLB on a daily basis. Football's around the corner. Like, we're training camp is open in a month in the NFL, and preseason football is like 6 weeks away. So now is the great time of year to look at DraftKings, get yourself ready for football season. When you download DraftKings app, you'll get deposit bonuses, weekly specials, weekly incentives, and bet boosts as well. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for an account, and use the promo code THPN. All right, it is best bet time. Alex, we'll start with you. Side, total, prop, anything you want, whatever you want for this game tonight.
Yeah, I'm just going to roll with that regulation draw plus 350 tonight with the Habs and Vegas. And, you know, I'll give out the bonus one. Like I said, at the beginning of the show, grab Braden Point at plus 350 for the Conn Smythe, because whatever happens tomorrow, that might be gone. That might come down to you know, plus 200 or you know, even be favored by the time that next series rolls around. So that's even better an option. If you think Tampa Bay is going to win the Cup, that's, you're not even going to get a good price there. Your best option is to go at Braden Point. So Braden Point to win the Conn Smythe, would throw that in as well with the regulation draw with Habs in Vegas tonight.
There you go. Conn Smythe, trophy winner, Braden Point, Tampa Bay Lightning at a good plus price, and also a regulation draw, Montreal-Vegas game five, plus 350 for Alex B. Smith for best bets, a little bonus best bets, two of them from Alex. Jimmy, what do you think here for your best bet tonight?
Well, like I said, it's one of these things I'm going to wait up until as long as I can to see if Stevenson's playing. So, but if he doesn't play, I am going with that'll be my best bet and my only one tonight. Will be Montreal on the money line. I just can't pass up that value right now. But again, Stevenson does play that much of a role in my decision here, and I would advise others to pay attention to that as well, because he is that. But Ian explained it perfectly. Those guys that have been asleep, that are having a hard time finding a net, if he plays, they'll wake up.
Yeah, because that line's just been too good. The three of them together on that line at the same time, they've just been too good this season, and that's what's going to get them going. It could very well get them going. So, Jimmy, right now, by default, we'll go Montreal money line for best bet. So I'll recap, because I'm all over the place. So here's where I'm at right now. Show best bet for me is going to be Montreal puck line, +1.5, -120. That'll be my best bet for this show. If Chandler Stephenson plays tonight, I will be betting for sure Montreal-Vegas over 5. I will be on the over in this game if he plays, and I will also be looking at Vegas team total over 3.5 at a very good plus price, +140 on that if he plays. I think it's they got to 4 goals in game one of this series, and of course that was I believe he played game one as well. I think it was that game he got injured, and then he's been out ever since. And as a result, so, and that was the game they got 4 goals against this Montreal team. So he's that much of a difference maker, and I think it'll show tonight if he does play. So That's where I'm at. Best bet is Montreal plus 1.5, minus 120. But if Chandler Stephenson is back in the lineup tonight for Vegas, we'll be going ahead with over 5 for the full game, as well as Vegas team total over 3.5 as well at a plus price. Great stuff from Alex and Jimmy. Good to have them back. And that's a wrap for another edition of the Ice Guys. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days a week on YouTube, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeart. For Alex B. Smith and Jimmy Murphy, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Tuesday night. Enjoy Game 5 between Montreal and Vegas. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Wednesday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.